yes, another beautiful day, and we are here to live it, folks. How are you? This is Tony Lowry. Thank you so much. You are listening to the Tony Lowry Podcast for a few moments. Let's share those, all right? All right, that's what's up. I really appreciate you tuning back in. In the first couple of episodes, you were able to tune in. I was sharing just basically some of my young experiences, finding my talent, you know, finding my inspiration, and how that kind of led me towards the goal of getting to, you know, the first step into the music industry and the entertainment industry, and how, you know, just that whole process and that whole trap, you know, that whole whole timeline I was giving you there. But I want to bring that full circle today, and I also want to go over some things that I think are basic elements that you need to focus on when it comes to structuring your goal setting. So hang out for a minute. I really appreciate it. If you don't mind, tell a friend. All right, the Tony Lowry Podcast is in your ear. Okay, so I'm in California now. I'm a young man, and of course, I have pretty much a focus on what I want to do. And at this point, it was like, wow, you know, you got to start trying to figure out a real effective way to go at what it is that you want to do. And I found out very fast when moving to California that, one, you're going to have a livelihood. You have to have a day gig that's solid. And so your revenues are cool, and you got to have a plan at going at your extracurricular or your long-term bigger, you know, your dream, because if not, one of the two is going to subside. So, and you also have to have a network. Networking is very, very important. The people that you come in contact with and the relationships that you build, I think, are very valuable to you and your success. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, staying closed off or being a one man boat, you know, is a way to do it. But I can tell you that there's nobody that's really made it to the very high pinnacles of success without someone helping them, giving them some kind of advice, tutelage, mentoring, or something along the way. So you have to be humble, I think, to what you don't know, and, you know, allow your cup to be filled with knowledge, even if it's something that you are already familiar with. So, I started to develop a plan and started to execute that. I got some employment, got me a nice place to stay, and started on this journey. In the workforce, though, I found that that wasn't enough time for me, that I wanted, like, personal time to have with my family, to have with my loved ones and stuff. And that began to be something that kind of ate, you know, that, you know, began to eat at me, because I was really raised on family and having the access to my family. I really wasn't, you know, used to that, not really having my family, you know, in range and stuff like that. And, you know, after a few years of my mother relocating back, I was pretty much on my own out here, besides just the friends and the network that I had. So, you know, you really have to have your stuff together when you are going at your dream. You can't just go with this fly by night kind of movie sequence in your head that, you know, it's just going to be like how you just imagine it, and everything is just going to fall exactly the way you want, because you're going to have some disappointing days if you don't plan accordingly. So, wrapping with that, I want to bring that full circle to let you know that it starts from inspiration. You know, in my story that I shared with you in this little short series, I was kind of letting you see how I got inspired, so you could kind of recall maybe moments when you were inspired, or how you get inspired. And what did you do with those flames? Those flames of inspiration. Did you let those flames smolder, or have you start to fan those flames and let them grow? It's never too late to revisit that. It's never too late to spark that flame. I just want to reiterate that today, that there's never, never a lack of time for you to re-spark the flame of achieving your dreams or your goals. So no matter how long you may think it's going to take you to get there, which you really don't know, you really never know. Sometimes things can shorten the distance on the road to your goal, and get them closer to you than you expect. So the hardest part, or more, the most challenging part, I'll say, for most, is taking the first step, you know, just planning it and taking the first step. you know, you always say, I know, I will, one day, you know, I am one day, I am. And we do that on a lot of things, you know, I do that habitually, I do that a lot. But, you know, the goal I would think there is also too, or, you know, is to take that opportunity to try to, you know, turn over some of those kind of things that you, you know, you kind of procrastinate and put off. And, you know, and factor that into the equation of you getting to the goal. Like, wow, is that slowing me up? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I slowing myself up by just like putting things off unnecessarily when I'm like, cause I personally don't want to be bothered, you know, you know, cause I can tell you, you'd be like, I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. Well, if you don't feel like it, that's cool. Keep in mind, you got free will to do what you want, but you're going to be just that much further from the goal. It's going to take you another day to get it done, you know, and so on and so forth. So, let's let that simmer for a minute, all right? Because I'm going to come back after that, and I'm going to give you a couple of things that I think are good tips to keep yourself from procrastinating. And then I want to give you a couple of nutritional tips, and then that's it. You can go on with your day, all right? The Tony Lowry Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. So procrastination, who doesn't do that, right? Who doesn't do it? We all do it. But let's discuss some brief things that could probably get us past it on a daily basis, all right? Some practices. Brainstorm. Brainstorm daily, all day. Like even when you're like, you know, not when you're talking to other people, that's just plain rude. But I mean like, you know, just in the back of your mind, kind of have yourself on. You know, like how you have like on your phone, you have your apps running in the background if you don't shut them off. That's how you should have your brainstorm going all day. Think of ideas. You know why? Because if you're thinking of ideas, your mind will typically find opportunities when those opportunities arise. So, or you'll start to, you know, start to add on, you'll build, you're always working. The point is that you're always working, you're moving your mind, all right? So try to brainstorm daily. Let's try to put that in practice. Second, lay a brick. You know, just put a brick on the ground. You know, when the Mayan ruins were being built and the pyramids, you know how they were built? One brick at a time. Now, there was a lot of people building those bricks, laying those bricks, but you know what? They were laying one brick at a time. And that's how you have to do it. Just If you have a problem with thinking about the big picture, don't worry so much about the big picture. Let's just make one move. Hold yourself accountable for one move. Like, for example, say if you want to work out. Okay, let's talk about your fitness. Okay, let's tie this into fitness. Say you say, I'm going to the gym. Right. Well, don't try to overkill it. And say, well, I'm going to go to the gym because I haven't been in a long time. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to be there for 3 hours, 2 hours in the gym. I'm going to do that. No, you're overkilling yourself. Don't do that. Because what you're doing, I think, honestly, in my opinion, I think you're setting yourself up for failure because every time you don't want to do it, guess what you're going to think? You're going to think of those 2 hours. Okay? So let's try this method. Let's just take a moment to lay a brick. All right? So when you get the opportunity, make one step. Just take one step, all right? Or make one move. Hold yourself accountable. Say, today what I'm going to do is, you're reading a book, for example. Today I'm reading a book. I'm going to read one chapter today. I'm not going to go 2 chapters, 3 chapters. No, I'm just going to read one chapter at a time today. I'm one chapter today. If you're going to exercise, you're going to go into fitness, you know, like I said, the gym, we were talking about that fitness. Say I'm going to go in the, if you're on the treadmill, for example, right? Instead of going like 30 minutes, you haven't been, this is your first time back in the gym. You're like, you don't even know really where you are. Maybe just try first 15 minutes and see how you feel. See how you feel. Okay. 15 minutes at a good little moderate pace, get up to your target heart rate and then see how you feel. Okay. Then add on to that, because I think once you start making little bitty steps, it's going to one, make you feel a lot more empowered than just standing still and procrastinating and putting it off and waiting to actually make a move or make an action happen, take place. You're going to feel a little bit more empowered to know, well, you're going to say, I can do more than that. That's exactly what typically happens. You're going to say, I can do more than this. And then you're going to do more than that. Right. But just keep yourself at a good, sensible cap to laying a brick at a time, okay? And then build upon that process, okay? Agreed? All right, moving on. The third thing I think that can kind of help you get a little bit on a good track when it comes to your procrastination is finding and remembering your incentive. You got to always remember what you're doing it for. Why? Is it you? Is it something other than yourself? What is your reason for going at the dream? What is your reason for even dreaming about it? What's the point? Right? And then keep that incentive into tying that into an action. You making that lay a brick step two that we just discussed happen. Okay? Keeping that consistent. Because once you get yourself accountable on a consistent basis to making moves, okay? One, brainstorming. Two, you know, making an action take place. Then three, keeping yourself in remembrance and recall of what you're doing this for and what this process is going to get you at the end of your goal. Then, you know, you're keeping yourself in a real good psychosis of what you need to, you know, where your mind needs to be centered as far as your goal achievement. Okay? All right. I just wanted to share that little spot with you. We'll take a brief moment and I'll come back and I want to give you one quick little nutritional fact and then I'm out of here. Okay? All right. The Tony Lowry Podcast. Thanks so much. Okay, before I go, I just want to give you a quick little nutritional. Well, actually, it's kind of a compound. This is a compound nutritional tip. This one is about, like, if you want to kind of, you know, like, first get started on, like, you know, cutting your carbs when it comes to your dieting and your nutrition. And a big focus for a lot of folks is bread. I know a lot of people have a real issue with bread. I love bread. I love garlic bread myself. I know I love it. Can't really have it that often. I'm a pasta man. I love pasta. That's another big carb issue right there. When it comes to cutting carbs and when it comes to your bread specifically, a good suggestion, and ER physician from the show The Doctors, I remember reading a small article about that he seconds this as well, Dr. Travis Stork, eating whole wheat sourdough. Sourdough is a good alternative. Like if you want to cut carbs, try whole wheat sourdough. Yeah, definitely. And the reasons why is because, see, sourdough contains wild yeast and it also contains lactobacillus. And what those do is they both help you with the digestion of the bread. So that helps with that. That's one major thing with that. And the second major thing with the whole wheat sourdough is that it's made from whole grains. And whole grains are very, very important to your nutrition. And I'll get a lot more in depth on whole grains, but that's a very, very key point with whole grains. Whole grains are very, very efficient in helping fight disease. They're very good for the heart in some instances. They also help maintain the nutrient profile of the food. So, you know, and the fiber base of the food. So whole grains are very, very important to your nutritional planning and stuff like that. So keep whole grains in your nutrition. Third, these type of breads, like this bread right here, like the whole grain, the whole wheat sourdough, it's actually a little bit more nutritious than the other types of breads. A little bit more rich in potassium, a little bit more rich in other vitamins and other things like that you might need, and antioxidants that you may need for your system. So a good way to go when you're trying to cut your carbs is whole wheat sourdough. All right, so take that from me. And you can also take that from Dr. Stork too. Yeah, that's what's up. but to get more in depth on the whole grains is very important. So like if you're a person like cereal, I can tell you right now, make sure that cereal is a whole grain cereal. That's the only way it's really nutritiously viable for you. If it's not whole grain, then you're just really doing yourself a disservice. So just keep that in mind out there. I just want to give you that quick little tip, okay? I wish you guys nothing but the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast, man. Please share it. Please spread it out there. You know, tell a friend about it. I really appreciate you. All right. If you have any topics or anything, please give me any feedbacks or something like that you want me maybe to go over in depth, and I'll do my best to try to get to it, okay? Please give me some voice messages and feedback so that way I know that my breath doesn't stink too. I'm just messing with you. You guys have a blessed one out there. All right. I will talk to you soon. Okay. Two fingers, one love. See you next time.